and I'm in the lecture theatre here at Adistana. We just had a talk. But I'm sitting beside two good friends of mine, Sadanandi and Sangamani. And I just want to ask them how they're enjoying our first big women's order event here. So, Sadanandi, you've been here a few times now, actually, haven't you? But how are you enjoying this particular event?
It's just really fabulous to have our own place here and to gather. I suppose it's like when we're gathering together in a place that we actually own, then you feel as if you're putting something into the atmosphere that's never going to get wasted. And I feel that at Tararoka. Mm. It's like everything that comes to Tararoka goes into the soil. Mm. And we're starting to do that at Adistana now. So, like, anything, the disruptions, the meditations, the good communication, everything just going in there, whatever it is. And that's just building part of our Sangha.
Ken, so far?
Yeah, I'm really loving it. It's... Well, to start with, the fact that there's so many women coming together feels quite significant. It's like we've all just made an extra effort to arrive here for the first time together as a women's order, a women's part of the order. And you really get a sense of that, especially in the Shrine Room, dedicating for the first time our first ever event here together. And when we did the dedication ceremony as well, just... I just thought it's a light laying the foundations and also blessing us to be here, and then those blessings will sort of grow into the future.
Great. And I'm aware that you're up in the dormitory sleeping, which means you've not got a nice single room with an ensuite or anything like that. So you're up there with how many other women? It's quite a bunch of you.
Yeah, it's growing, and I'm delighted because I was going to be in a camper van.
Oh, okay.
And, but because I think a few people cancelled, I'm now in the dorm, and I'm really delighted because it's called the Young Dorm. And it's really comfortable, and it's so lovely. It's really light in there, and, it's great. And I'm just surrounded by all my friends, so it just feels quite exciting. Yeah. We were saying it's funny how we've been put together, and... we wondered if that's because we'd keep people up.
We were trying to contain you. No, it wasn't. It was literally because we thought young people probably sleep better in a shared room.
Yeah, yeah.
But then we realised that you're all quite good friends. Well, quite a lot of you are quite good friends. So that was quite nice.
Fantastic. It's a bit like going away with your friends for a weekend.
Good. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was just ordained very recently in September of last year, so this is your first women's big order event.
It is.
So would you like to tell us how you're getting on? Are you enjoying yourself?
I'm thoroughly enjoying this, yes. It's the first big one, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and it was September this year, not last year.
Oh, so it was. So 3 months ago?
3 months ago, in fact, yes.
Good, so you're one of the youngest order members in the building.
Yes, but older in years, I think.
So, yeah.
Yes, I'm enjoying it. I'm meeting a lot of folk I've met before. I'm meeting a lot of folk I've never met before.
Great.
And it feels fine.
So you had a bit of an epic journey to get here, didn't you?
Yes.
So tell us a wee bit about your epic journey.
Got stuck 20 miles from home because of an accident and the bridge being closed. So I was here for 4 hours. So the journey took me 13 and a half hours instead of 9 and a half.
Right.
So it was quite a journey, and the three folk I was supposed to be bringing went home, and one of them couldn't even get there because her roads were all closed.
So that was to do with the extreme weather conditions that there was in the British Isles yesterday, particularly in Scotland. I believe you're from Scotland.
I am. Can I tell?
I can tell.
I didn't notice much of it at all, actually. I did see a branch on the road, but that was about it. But I know that in Central Station some blasting crashing down, and that's why two other folk were going to be coming with me, because everything, they were evacuated out of there. And over the other side there were too many roads closed for video deeper to get here.
Yeah, which is sad. So it was a bit of an epic journey. You got here very late last night, but so far worth it?
Oh, more than worth it, actually. Yes, I'm really pleased.
Great, thanks very much, Satchavani. Went sabbatical for a while and been on her travels. So how is it coming back and being back in such a big gathering?
Oh, actually, it's great. It really is. What can I say? being away... Oh, I don't know, this is not... I hope this isn't live. Oh no!
No, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right, that just be yourself, Samachita. Charming as always.
Yeah. Yeah, it is great just to see so many faces, people that I know, and to be in a different space myself from having been away a long time. And so the connections are very fresh, and you know, it's still building on something from before.
It's not a bit of a blast coming in such big numbers.
It is. It's been, this evening's been a bit of a blast because we're so condensed in one space. But it's great to have this venue. It's great to have been here today with the lovely winter colours.
Yeah.
The sky, you know, glowing.
Great. Thank you very much. Nice to see you back. So, Vajratara, you've been enjoying yourself?
I've come after the last thing I was here for was the Young People's Weekend with Singer Matty, who's sitting next to me. And actually, it's quite inspiring to kind of go on that event and see the order of the culture.
Yeah.
And then go for similar numbers on the order weekend, which is the order now. And I'm glad you brought in the thing about the young people and them getting to know each other now and falling out and falling in love and doing whatever they do with each other so that they can become public preceptors in the future.
Great, yeah, we've got our eye on them. Thank you very much, ladies. Yeah.